Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 171. We had a terrible thunderstorm yesterday because it was just too hot and internet was down and I couldn't access it. Today we will be talking about being grateful for the moment you have. Well, that have been some challenging times the past weeks because I was in so much pain with my neck and back prolapses. Just got back from hospital yesterday where I got some injections right into the spine, which is of course very risky, but I had to do it anyway because I couldn't stand the pain. And that is just a reaction of the stressful time just now. And I'm very depressed because my 14-year-old dog fell down. She hardly can't move any longer, and despite in the garden. And to see her getting to the last days is just depressing so much. I saved her from the gas killing station in Spain 14 years ago, and of course she is like my third child, and it's so depressing to see her, how she can't nearly hear or see or walk, and I would so love to help her, but well, in man's age, that would be almost 98, 99. So that is for a huge dog like her. She's a mix of Labrador and Podenco. That is a Spanish hunting dog. So it's a tall dog, and the age of 14 is very, very old for that size of a dog. So I can't leave the house for long because she's so afraid that she will lose me too after, well, I mentioned that, the loss of her dad, so to say, last year in July when he passed away suddenly out of the blue from one day to another, which was a really shock for me and for her as well. And as a result of that, she didn't eat. She totally refused to eat for more than 3 weeks, and I hardly could save her with astronaut cost. So that was, she's a very sensitive, sentimental, and empathic dog, and she takes on all vibes. And of course, I was in big grief and crying a lot when he passed away, and she took it off. That was the case once before, when in 2000 and I guess it was 18, yes, my older son left to Canada for 2 years, staying in Whistler. And of course, the dog didn't know he will come back, but she was in so much grief and so sad that he had left. And then the same thing, somebody leaving and not coming back, happened with her dad, so to say. And now, I can't leave the house because she freaks out when she doesn't see me. So that is the struggle I have here right now. Just wanted to share with you, but I'm still grateful for every moment I had with her, and she's still enjoying her garden and every flower around. But yeah, it's on the other side, it's very depressing to see her. Yeah. To see her in such a bad stage, and the day the end could be there is coming nearer and nearer, and could be any day. So that is the problem. I even talked to my older son, who is studying, sort of say 3 to 4 hours away, and has exams now, but just told him if you want to see her once more before she's gone, then you have to come quick. So that's what's going on here and what's adding to my back pain. And yeah, the best thing is to try to breathe into it, to embrace whatever it is, because it already is, and to calm down, to relax as good as we can, and to be grateful for everything we have. Because once, like in the last episode, I shared the source of all pain, that is when we always look up front and then we realize, oh my gosh, I did not realize that goal yet or the other goal, and that of course brings stress and a feeling of lack. Whereas on the other side, when we look back on whatever we achieved, like I shared with you last week, we could see so many blessings we had. So I had such a lovely time with this dog. I achieved so much, and only looking backwards and focusing on what is and what we did achieve, we get rid of the lack, because then we can really embrace the abundance and all the blessings and luck we already got. And well, we don't know what's tomorrow, so the best thing is to enjoy the moment, the present moment, and yeah, to embrace whatever it is. So that's it for today. I'm missing my voice nearly because I'm so sad. But anyway, I wanted to share with you, be grateful for the moment you have. Thanks so much, and break free from whatever is not for you. And talk to you next week. Bye.